Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
Okay, so tonight we're going to be talking about something, something that I think is important for every believer. And I've touched on this subject before, but there was something last week that a scripture, and sometimes a scripture jumps out at you, and when that scripture comes at you the way that this one did, it comes with such a force. And it just hit me right between the eyes. And I've seen this scripture a million times, and I've known what it means even. But, you know, there's a difference between revelation and understanding. And it was the first time I really believe I had total understanding of what God was trying to say in the scripture. And we're going to get to this scripture a little bit later because I need to lay a foundation first. But what's really exciting for me is, that we are busy here at Oceans, and we are raising up a generation of people who I believe will know who they are. And that's going to be the difference maker. Because, you know, when we planted the church 2.5 years ago, we had a goal and a mission, and that was to bring the fire of God to the city by demonstrating and teaching His love and power. That's our vision. We want to demonstrate and teach His love and power. Because when you do that, His fire comes. Amen. So, you know, whether you believe in the fire of God, the good fire or not, that's just not to me. Amen. So, you know, I know what that fire does, how it touches you, how it cleanses you, how it heals you, how it delivers you, how it sets you free. I've seen that fire come down on demons where they scream for blue murder. So many times in a session of deliverance, I say, Father, send your fire on this demon now. And that demon goes dizzy because he cannot handle that fire of God. Because it brings light. It brings healing. It brings deliverance. And when that light hits the darkness, it's just boom. Amen. So I just love it, that scripture. When the light shines in the darkness, that the darkness cannot comprehend it. It's become so a part of my life. Every single day. How I recognize how that light is what keeps us going. It's that light of His love and His power and His mercy and His grace. It's the light of Him who is the Word, who is Jesus in our lives. Amen. 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 So tonight we're going to talk about spiritual authority. Spiritual authority. Now, it's very interesting because the word authority is a word in the Greek that is extremely powerful and very often disguised by the word power. Now, authority is power. Authority is power. But oftentimes in the Bible, we see the word power. For example, that the devil is the prince of the power of the air. That word power is not power like the word dunamis, which is explosive power. That word is authority. So in other words, he's the prince of the authority. He has the authority of the air. Amen. But that's so good because you'll see how we have power over him. Amen. So in the Bible, there are at least 5 different meanings to the word power. And they're very powerful, each and every one of them. And as time goes on, I'm not going to do it in order. I'm going to do it as the Holy Spirit leads. But I'll give them to you tonight just so you have them. And there are probably more, but these 5 I'm well aware of. The first one is Kratos power, which is an extreme power, almost like a superhuman type power. Epikaiezo, which is another form of the word power. Iskus, which is another form of power. Dunamis, which is the word we all know so well, which explains explosive power. And then the last one, the one we're going to discuss tonight, is exousia. Did you know that the word power was used in so many different ways in the Bible? New Testament only. Okay, so the word power has so much more to it. In other words, tonight I'm going to teach you about exousia, which speaks of authority. But if you don't even know what these other forms of power are, how can you use them? Amen. So, just the primary word used for power in the New Testament, the primary word, the word we see the majority of the time when we see the word power written in the New Testament is the word dunamis. Or dunamis. or dynamite. It's like explosive dynamite power. Now, here's the thing. You cannot have, or you cannot operate with authority if you have no power, if you have no dunamis. So the two really go hand in hand. Is that okay? Why am I teaching you this? Because you need to know. I'm so sick and tired of looking at defeated believers. I'm so tired. I remember a few months ago, a year ago, whatever it was, we were at Bible school and something happened and someone was going on about how we mustn't battle the principalities. And I thought to myself, what the heck are you talking about? And you mustn't prophesy with the church, which we haven't done for a long time. Maybe we'll do it tonight. We'll see. Well, we get up and we tell Satan we saw him fall like lightning. We tell him that we're not afraid of him. Well, you mustn't do that with the devil, Pastor. Yeah, are we reading the same Bible, guys? Do you not see what the Word of God says about you? Do you not know who you are? And the problem is the reason why we don't is because we don't even know what the word power or exousia, which is authority, really means. Amen. So today I'll try and break it down a little bit for you. Is that okay? Okay. Let's start here. We'll start here. Acts 19 verse 13. Amen. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, now watch, we exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. In other words, I'm going to cast you out, devil, by the Jesus that he knows. So that devil's looking at him and thinking, what the heck are you on, brother? Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, now here's the key. Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. And Hollywood has had its day with this. Because now we need to be afraid of the devil. I am more afraid of my wife. I'm going to be in big trouble, I can tell you right now. I'm going to be in big trouble. Let me tell you, I am. I don't know why these things come out, sweetheart. I don't know. Yes, I'm going to get myself into trouble all the time. Okay. So what's happened is that now we've built up this image of the devil or demons or spirits, which most of us have no idea who they really are. Okay, which we'll talk about another day. But the fact is, we are so afraid of these creatures who put us in bondage and want to destroy our lives. The fact is, they have a very strategic plan. And the devil's been around a long time. And yes, he is pretty organized. But there's one thing Satan wants desperately for you not to find out, and that is who you are in Christ. He does not want you to know or understand the authority that you have in Christ, because when you do, you become very dangerous. You see, what happens then is all of a sudden what the demons said there is, Paul we know and Jesus we know, but who are you? That changes, because all of a sudden there's something different about you. When you walk in the room, there's something different about you. When you step into home cell, in cell group, or what do we call it? U groups. When you go in there, amen. Come on, guys. You go in there, and all of a sudden, something changes, because you know who you are in Christ. There's the key. Amen. Okay. Now, You see, it is not enough for us to believe in God or in Christ. Because even the demons believe, James 2 verse 19. You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. They know God. They know His power. You may know Him and tremble too. But that's not enough. You have to get to know Him. You have to have an intimate relationship with Him. You have to build a relationship and intimacy with Him to get you to a place where you start to really know Him. Is that okay? Exousia, which is authority, is something that must be exercised. I can come into a service, and it hasn't happened in a long time. I come into a service, and I can step forward, and it's like the devil knows what God's been sort of suggesting to me and has a strategy for the service. So what I'll do in a situation like that where I'm trusting God for a move of His Spirit, let's say I'm trusting God tonight, for example, to touch all those people who suffer from addiction. So what He'll do is He'll put a force, He'll bring a force against us. So then I come forward. Now that force is set up in the atmosphere to try and disrupt the service. What I will do then is I'll step forward with authority. This morning, I started binding the devil. I can do that. You can do that. You have family. You have finances. You have children. You have a wife. You have a job. Start taking authority over the enemy that wants to destroy these things in your life. Somebody's got to do it. Oh, but you know, I read the other day, someone wrote something ridiculous about how we mustn't do spiritual warfare anymore. Are you crazy? Why would Paul speak about armor? Why would he speak about finishing the race and finishing strong? Why would he say that we must wrestle? The word wrestle is parle, which means face to face against the enemy. Oh no, we must know. That's why we are so unaware of what's going on in the realm of the spirit. Because we're so caught up with the things of the natural. And I hate to say this, but it's kind of like just peace and love and all this stuff. Now, don't get me wrong. I promise you, there's one thing I believe more than anything. It's the power of the love of God. Okay. But I also am well aware that there is an enemy that desperately wants you to not worry about fighting. That desperately doesn't want you to pick up your sword. That desperately doesn't want you to know your authority. Why don't we see the demons scream out of people the way they should in church services? And we'll get to that later. Amen. Okay, the word exousia in the Greek means the right to act, to dispossess one's property as one wishes, ruling power, power over, the right to govern over. When we understand our authority in Christ, you become a very effective and powerful Christian in Christ. Now, I want to say this before I move on. It's very important that you never get caught up with the works of God and the abilities of God and never focus on the Maker Himself. It's all about relationship. Amen. It's all about relationship. It's all about intimacy. It's all about intimacy. It's all about getting to know Him. But you must also know what you're capable of doing in Him. Outside of Him, you're weak. But in Him, you have everything available to you. That's why the devil will do everything in his power to affect your relationship with God. Because your relationship with God is so important. What does it do? It gives you boldness. Then when you stand in front of the enemy or you stand in front of someone to pray for healing, you have boldness. The spirit of might. That is the Holy Spirit. Now we must understand that our authority that we have is something that is given to us, that it comes in the name of Jesus. And it's only in that name that we have authority. So Philippians 2:10 says this, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth. There is no other name like that name. It is in that name that every single enemy must submit. So what do we need to do in order for us to increase in the area of authority in our lives? 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now watch. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The word behold here means to see or to awaken to this reality. What reality? That you are a new creation. In other words, you are no longer the same. There is something different about you. There is something greater about you. There is someone living on the inside of you now. You are now a new creation. So you must begin to get this reality that you're not who you used to be. You are now somebody else. Who are you? You are who God said you are. You are who God created you to be right from the very beginning. You have a destiny and a purpose, a future and a hope. Amen. A new creation. First thing. That's the first thing you need to understand. 1 Peter 1:23 says this. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. You must understand that as you begin to grow and you've been born again now into an incorruptible seed, you are the seed of God now. You have Him living inside of you. Jesus is the Word. It's in the Word that we do all things. It's in the Word that we come against the enemy. He is the Word, right? So you need to grow in the knowledge of the Word. This is so important when it comes to authority. First Peter 2:2. As newborn babies, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby. God is not looking for babies, but He's looking for those that desire to mature. How? By getting into the word. You may say, well, Pastor, well, you know, I know the word. You may have an idea of the word, but I'll read you two passages in just a minute that you've probably heard and read 10,000 times, at least 5 times. For those of you that aren't holy like me, amen. I've read it 10,000 times, okay. Okay, I'm kidding, okay, for those of you that don't know me. I'm really just kidding, okay. And that's the key, is that you need to start to get not only the knowledge of the word, the logos in your life, which is extremely powerful because it does give you striking power. But when you start to get revelation and you start to get understanding of what actually God is busy saying here and you start to apply it, that's when the exousia in your life begins to increase. That's when the authority in your life begins to increase. If you keep yawning like that, I'm going to come and punch you. Amen. Yes, this isn't boring, man. Come on. All right. Watch this. Let's go to Mark 16, verse 15. Are you guys okay?
Yes.
Is this okay, guys?
Yes.
Okay. It's okay. We'll be jumping up and down just now, in just a little while. Amen. Okay. Mark 16, verse 15. And He said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In My name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. How many times have you read that? Amen. But here's the thing. Do you understand it? Do you believe it? Do you know who said that? Because it's in that name that we can do anything. It's in that name that everything must submit. It's in that name that we have power over anything that comes against us. So if He said those things, surely they must be. Surely they apply not only to the pastor or to the prophet or to the apostle or to the evangelist. It says these signs will follow those who believe. That's talking about you. There's no exclusive group here. It's a believer. Someone who believes. That's what the criteria is. Someone who believes. But we choose to rather let everybody else pray for us. When you want someone else to give you God's word, it's because you don't have the word in you. It's because you don't know the word. When you know the word, you can wake up in the morning and feel like terrible and have a word from God because you know the word. So we must get the word. It increases our authority. It increases our exousia. Amen. Guys, I try and teach in a way that makes it really easy to understand. Are you understanding it? Okay. One more scripture like that. Similar, very similar. Matthew 28, 18 to 19 says this. And Jesus came and spoke to them saying, watch, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Both the two statements that I read to you are so loaded with power. They are so loaded with power because the one who spoke them is not an ordinary person. The one who said that you must go and preach this gospel. The one who said that you'd be able to cast out demons. Listen, the one who said you would speak with tongues. Tongues isn't for everyone. Yes, it is. It is for everyone. Come to the e-course in 2 weeks' time and you'll find out that it's for you, brother. And it will change your life. Yes. You can't just believe. Believing is not enough. It's not enough. He is the Word. You need to know the Word. And when you have that, you will begin to grow. Revelation is vital. My people perish because of a lack of knowledge of the Word. This is Hosea 4:6. You need to have revelation. Revelation increases your authority. Luke 10, verse 19. Now, I've been waiting for the scripture all day. All day, even this morning. Okay. Behold. Who's saying this? Who's saying it? Okay. Behold, I give you the authority, the exousia. I give you the power, the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, the word power of the enemy there is the word that describes Satan's power, which is the word dunamis. In other words, God is saying that I give you authority over the power that Satan has. This is so awesome. I give you the authority over his power. In other words, when he has done something in your life, you have the authority over his power that has operated in your life. I love Jesus' style because Jesus knew exactly how to deal with the enemy in every situation. It wasn't always the same. But one thing that he did on more than one occasion is he wanted to find out how long this has been there, or where did it come from? Where did it start? How long have you been like this? Because Jesus wanted to identify where the problem started. You must know what you're taking authority over before you deal with it. Jesus said you must first bind the strong man. The strong man is the root of the problem. As I was explaining this morning, many of us have issues in our lives that are a direct result of something that took place when we were a child, maybe when we were 3 or 5 years old, maybe when we were 13 years old. Maybe it's even something that our father did. Maybe it's something that even took place in the womb of your mother. We need to find out where this thing comes from that's causing the problem in your life, so that we can take authority over that power that has been operating in your life. If you suffer from fear, it's because something happened one day when you were at a certain place and fear entered your life. From that point, you were afraid. That now you're afraid all the time. Then you're afraid at night. Then all of a sudden, you're afraid of losing your job. Then you're afraid of this. And the fear begins to increase because that spirit grows stronger and stronger and stronger. But the Bible says that we are a new creation. All things have been made new. In other words, we are not the same as we were before. In other words, you need to be able to identify what it is that Satan had in your life. What is it that causes that fear? What is it that causes that addiction? Where did it start? And you need to go right after it at the root, because you have the authority over that power. You have the authority over it. I remember as a young man when we would do deliverance. Somebody's very uncomfortable with this. It's okay. Just bear with me. Amen? Okay. I remember as a young man, we would do deliverance. And oftentimes when I was young, there was a lot of dunamis in me, because I prayed for hours and spent so much time with God in prayer specifically, but my knowledge of the word wasn't really there. So I had lots of power in me, but no authority. So I would shout at the demons. They would manifest, but they wouldn't come out. They would fight and fight, and we would do deliverance for hours. But as your knowledge of the word begins to increase, it becomes easier and easier and easier, and the enemy in your life just gets dealt with like this. It amazes me how so many of us struggle to deal with the enemy in our lives. We look at circumstances and things that go wrong in our lives, and we always want to go after the person. When we go after the person who inflicted the damage in your life, all you're doing is you're causing yourself to fall in a state of sin. What are you talking about, Pastor? Well, if someone harmed you and you don't forgive them, you are not forgivable. Who do you think was behind that thing that took place in your life? Who was behind it? The devil. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, and the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spirits, against the enemy. Don't get upset with God if you're not serving Him and things go wrong. You don't submit to Him. How can you ask? How can you blame Him? The prince of the power of the air is in charge of your life until you submit to God. Until you give your heart and your life to Him, He is running the show in your life. Because He's the God of this world. So best you get saved quickly. Because He is coming quickly. Do you know that I found out this morning? This is amazing. I found out this morning that there are two very well-known preachers that are preaching on heaven the last 2 weeks as well. I was shocked. What do you think's busy happening? God is busy preparing His people. But listen to me, there will be a great move of God in these last days. There will be such a great move of God, because there will be a people who is you that will rise up in authority, and they will rise up in power, and they will know who they are, and they are going to go for it. Amen. Okay, one more scripture and then I'm going to pray for you. How can someone suggest that we must be afraid of principalities and of spirits and of demons. Watch this. Ephesians 1:19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us? There's the word dunamis, who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Another word for power there, which is kratos, which is an intense power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places. Now watch. Far above. Everybody say above.
Above.
All principalities and power. In other words, far above all principalities. The word power there is authority. Far above anything that has authority. Any spirit that has authority. And might and dominion. And every name that is named. Not only in this age, but also in the age which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to who?
Church.
Who are you?
The church.
You are the church. In other words, he is your head, but you have authority over all that the enemy is in your life. Everything he brings against you, every attack he brings against you, he wants to destroy your marriage, he wants to destroy your children, he wants to destroy your future, he wants to get you out of what God has for you. You have authority over him. You have authority over him.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.